Here's something we hope you really like.
You're listening to the Black Daddy Podcast.
Just over a year ago, my wife and I took a bold step to launch the Black Daddy Podcast. We went from just hitting the record button to an all-out production of what has become for us a labor of love. We have learned so much about the art of communication, the importance of excellence in media, and the invaluable and transferable skill of working together, and that yielding the result of going far. Through this process, we have, to put it in a catchphrase, gotten better together. The Black Daddy Podcast has been up to this point a tremendous step in our journey to the next thing. What we are about to discuss is what we, through an amazing series of events over the last couple of months, chosen to pick and stick to. Listen up for some important updates, important lessons, and announcements as we enter into the new year.
1, 2, 3. Daddy!
You're listening to the Black Daddy Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to talk about the importance of picking and sticking, I guess I would call it. The ability to pick one thing and to stick with it until you carry it out, until its completion, you carry it out to excellence. And so for those of you who may or may not know, we have been hosts of a podcast called the Black Daddy Podcast, and we just crossed the 1 year mark. We've had somewhere around 11,000 downloads in the process. Awesome. And to be quite frank, I think it's time for us to take a break and focus on this, which is the Family for a Lifetime YouTube channel. And we've seen a lot of great, great, great engagement from that. We're really grateful for all of that. And babe, let's rewind a little bit. I think in first starting our podcast, the Black Daddy Podcast, it was something that, quite frankly, you were not that privy to, maybe the world of podcasting, but as we got to do it together.
I didn't know nothing about podcasting.
Nothing about podcasting.
No. If you go back to listen to episode 0, I asked you, you know, what is a podcast? And I mean, you've always listened to podcasts, but yeah. I didn't know really much about that world. But I really came to fall in love with it, not only with doing the podcast, but now I subscribe to several podcasts that I listen to avidly and just learn and grow from so much. And so I am so grateful for the Black Daddy Podcast because I really was able to discover sharing my voice, you know, with people. That I always kind of freaked out about the idea of people knowing me but me not knowing them. Yeah. And the one thing with podcasting, similar to radio, is that you're out there talking to really the air in a way. Like, you know, it's going on airwaves and you don't know who it's reaching, what they think. And I just felt a certain level of vulnerability that I wasn't comfortable with. But through podcasting, it's really helped me to gain confidence in my voice and in my thoughts and in my opinions and just be able to have the freedom to share that. Because it's like when you think about all the things people are out here sharing, just even in the podcast world, there's probably
A million podcasts.
I was just talking about the sheer quantity. There are thousands, if not a million, podcasts out there, and a variety of topics, everyone and anything, variety of genres. And I'm like, if they can talk about stuff, you know, I could talk about stuff. That's why right. not? You know, I think right. even with coming into YouTube, I felt like there's so many YouTube channels. It's just, you know, and then it's like, but like, that's not a reason to not, you know, especially if you have something of value to share, and just really wanting to be that example to our daughter as well. And if I'm not doing it for anyone else, just for me to be able to watch it. Because with the podcast, I love our podcast. I go back and listen to episodes and laugh and learn. And because the one thing about truth and the one thing about God's word is that it doesn't return void, and it's alive and it's active. And so when that's what's being put out there, it just has a way of cycling back that is very rewarding, you know, for the listener. And it really does help to remind you of where you've come, you know, where you've real come talk. From. Real and talk. So I think having the video component to it, which YouTube offers, is just giving a chance for people to really engage with us in a whole new and fresh way, in a more intimate way, you know, really being able to see us, not not just hear us, and hopefully reach even more people and bless even more lives. And for those that are wanting to journey with us, you know, as we get better together and grow, and seeing our daughter grow, we welcome you, and we hope that we can really build community with this.
Yeah. So the lesson in this is this, and just to kind of be super transparent, is this: when we first launched the podcast, we didn't know what was going to happen. And I think if you go back and if you listen to episode 0 and 1, you will definitely hear it in our voices. Okay, like, wow, we're just going to record, and we're just going to kind of see what happens. And after 11,000 downloads of people actually listening in and giving feedback, and even to some degree bumping people here in our local hometown, they'll be like, hey, you know, like people who know us, who be like, hey, listen to the podcast. Like, good job with that. It's just really this crazy thing where it's like, you never know what's possible when you just kind of launch and you jump. But what's great about our story is this, babe, is that with the Family for a Lifetime channel, we're actually, in a way, jumping together. It's not branded specifically towards me as a Black daddy. I'm not specifically talking about issues that are just about, like, fatherhood. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I know that there's a platform for that, but it really seems like we're in a sweet spot where we can talk about things that are really true to you and I together as a couple and as a family. And really, it's a whole lot more organic. And so I can shout out so many people during this season and during the process and during just like this whole experience of growing in this area. You definitely know who you are. Matter of fact, I'm going to link you down below in the description in our little notes down there. But I just kind of wanted you guys to know that we'll be taking a break from the Black Daddy podcast until June. And then, you know, that's 6 months from now. And so once we reach that point, we'll kind of reassess where we are. But we really feel like it is necessary and like it's really responsible for us not to just give 60-70% to something like a podcast and talk about the things that we're talking about and to not be as consistent as we know we can be when we should be giving it 100% or even 120%. And so as we've seen here over this time period of launching out with the Family for a Lifetime channel, we're really able to give 120%. She's giving 120. I'm giving 120. That's 240. You know what I'm saying? So,
and she's giving 120.
Okay. That's 360. And so being able to give all of that energy, all of that time and all of the effort, to something that we're all aligned with, it's really something that's super, super special. And so, we definitely, desire your prayers. We desire your continued, support and encouragement. It's been a great thing. And listen, for those of you who are looking to do something in the new year, a project or something that's been burning on your heart, listen, go for it. Failure does not need to be a thing that you need to be afraid of, you know, and I think anybody that we've listened to, babe, whether it's been mentors of ours or recent friends who are kind of in the YouTube space or who are doing podcasting or who have a blog, whatever the case is, the thing that holds them back the most is just fear of failure. And so what we've learned with the Black Daddy podcast is that, you know what, this thing hasn't been a failure, but it's really been a step for us into what we're doing now. Not to say that we're totally dissolving it, but what would happen if we never did the Black Daddy podcast, if we never launched off? She never would have found her voice. We never would have met people that we met.
We wouldn't have had
the platform that we've had to where over 11,000 downloads have happened within the span of a year. Given, like, that's just doing the Black Daddy podcast once a week, you know, and that's us giving 65-70% with everything else that we have going on. And so, again, it's a blessing. Just so you know, all of the past episodes of the Black Daddy podcast will be archived at archived or just saved for you to listen back
at any time,
www.blackdaddypodcast.com,
and we'll link that below as well.
Definitely will. I'm encouraged. You should be encouraged. So here's a challenge. What is it that you would have to do this new year? What's something that's been burning on your heart to do? Go ahead and do it. You live in an age and time where literally there are no excuses. Like, you literally can buy a microphone, turn on a camera, buy a domain name, start a blog, do that t-shirt company, start that Bible study. Like, there's nothing holding you back. This is our journey. We're getting better together. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Peace.
So Abby and I have been inspired, encouraged, motivated, and challenged by so many people in this journey. And it's super important for us to say publicly how much we love and thank you guys so much for gracing us with your presence here on the Black Daddy Podcast. Ty and Talon McNeely of His and Her Money, Michaela Streeter of The Life School, Damian and Jamie Johnson of Marriage Is Real, Dr. Joe Martin of Real Men Connect, Sam and Desiree Ofori of Marriage First, and the Sincerely Mrs. Mommy blog, Joel Boggess of The Relaunch Show, Jay Mayo of the Right to Real Love podcast, Reverend Charles Cooper, and Dr. Preston Adams. The seeds that you've sown on the Black Daddy Podcast will continue to yield fruit for years to come. So, until June, we're signing off. Remember, all the shows will be archived at blackdaddypodcast.com. And we also want to give you a special invitation to come on over to YouTube to experience the Family for a Lifetime channel. Now you can see the people that you've been investing your time into by audio for the last year. Head on over to youtube.com and search for Family for a Lifetime channel. We're sending you lots of love, thanks, and blessings for the new year.
Come on, children, don't be shy.
It's the baddest family podcast in the land.
Bringing people and the finest in entertainment together.
The Black Daddy Podcast.